Capital last night. Emergency workers reporting about 24 injuries. Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams.
We are still navigating streets. We're closing some streets that weren't originally closed. We're opening some streets because the Public Works is able to go in and move some of that debris.
Storms elsewhere in the state blamed for at least 3 deaths. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questioning whether President Trump is mentally fit for office.
Again, I pray for the President of the United States.
Pelosi suggesting the President could use an intervention after he abruptly walked out of a meeting.
The President says he did not throw a temper tantrum, as Speaker Pelosi claims. He tweeted last night, "This is not true. I was purposely very polite and calm."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Pelosi, before the meeting, accused the President of engaging in a cover-up. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Not only do we have a May heat wave, looks like we'll be rewriting the record book over the next several days with a potential for tying and breaking several records through Monday. For today, sunny and hot, high temperatures somewhere in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, warm, dry, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, high temperature around 96 or 97. We'll probably have a record high in the upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, you know, 99 to 100, somewhere in there. We've never been to 100, so it would be the all-time record high in May for Montgomery. No rain in the forecast until perhaps somewhere in the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lawmakers say a lottery bill is dead for this legislative session. The proposed constitutional amendment would have authorized a state lottery played with paper tickets, but not with video lottery terminals. The bill narrowly cleared the Alabama Senate, but stalled in the House. Montgomery fire crews were called to an early morning house fire Thursday. This happened in the 400 block of Clayton Park. We're working to learn if anyone was injured and what started the fire. We'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against 3 Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements. The Attorney General's office had accused the officers of giving false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's fantastic.
It's Margaritaville, Saturday, May 25th, from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. What? You never heard of Margaritaville?
I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
Well, let me tell you. It's the Memorial Day weekend party to end all Memorial Day weekend parties. Just bring a chair and a dish of your favorite food. Non-alcoholic beverages will be provided. But if you want something a little bit stronger and you don't mind sharing, bring it along. The Wetumpka Line Dancers will be there, and there'll be live music. For directions and to RSVP, call 334-279-7431. This event is co-sponsored by David Ernest from Ernest Financial, LLC. And I have it on good authority that Elvis might make an appearance. Don't miss Margaritaville, Saturday, May 25th, from 4 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening. In the words of our president,
I always call it massive. Sometimes they say huge.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Pentagon is drawing up plans for the White House that would call for sending up to 10,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East.
John Walker Lynn's release has law enforcement officials concerned. An internal memo circulated this week warns that he remains a committed jihadist.
Eastern Virginia Medical School has just wrapped up their independent investigation of that racist photo, with a team of lawyers saying they could not conclusively determine whether Northam is in the photograph.
Showdown at the White House, President Trump storming out of a meeting with Democratic leaders.
We believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
I don't do cover-ups.
Federal prosecutors charged attorney Michael Avenatti with stealing nearly $300,000 from his former client, Stormy Daniels.
A recall involving a popular hot dog brand, Chicago-based Vienna Beef, now recalling 2,000 pounds of beef franks.
James Holzhauer, he just keeps winning on Jeopardy.
Giving you now a total of $1,939,027.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. A couple of reminders here. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We'll be doing that drawing tomorrow. A reminder, Fresh Market is $14.99 slab of ribs cooked. On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock, or whenever they sell out of the ribs, whichever comes first. Jason's been so patient with us. Let's go back to Jason. Jason, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey.
Okay. So where were we?
We were with Mueller not doing his job, or at least not doing some of the things he was supposed to do. And my suggestion that Mueller reported to Rosenstein, so Rosenstein should have been the one to catch these mistakes and correct them.
Well, but see, Rosenstein didn't know. I mean, he is sitting there in just oversight. Mueller's not reporting to him at everything that he has. But when you go in and look at the report, and everybody goes, did you read the report? I have read the report. And particularly, I focused on two things, the 10 things where they're alluding to obstruction, and then the encounters with Russians. So, for example, an encounter with Russia was the IRA, which is kind of a pseudo group of people helping the Russians out, asking for signs from the Trump campaign. That's an encounter of the Trump campaign with Russia. They didn't know who these guys were. They're just asking for signs for an event that they were going to attend. But so. And then you don't know unless Rosenstein was listening to Nunes and Trey Gowdy and things like that, that MISFED was not a Russian asset, because they have transcripts of Carter Page talking to him and Papadopoulos. Russian assets don't wear FBI wires.
I'm with you on that, but when you say Rosenstein wasn't listening to Nunes and other people, is they're getting secondhand information as well.
No, so if Nunes is doing an investigation with investigators.
I understand that, but my point is, Rosenstein being the person that appointed Mueller was the person that Mueller had to go through the report to say I'm doing X, Y, and Z. Now he may have not done that.
No, he time. No. Okay, let me straighten you out here. Let me straighten you out, Jason.
Okay,
he didn't report to him on a day to day basis.
Right.
He only had to report to him and ask for permission to expand the investigation, and Rosenstein had to sign off on that. For example,
exactly.
the Michael Cohen situation.
Right. But in order to go and ask him to expand the investigation, he has to come with evidence of why he wants to do that. He can't just say, well, I want to expand it. And he says, okay, so that's my point, is that Mueller will be giving primary evidence that they can...
No, you're talking apples and oranges. For him to expand the investigation, it had to be something different than what the original proffer said, right?
Right.
Okay. So
once he gave
Rosenstein gave Mueller the charge, that's what he had to do. If he was going to vary from that charge, he had to go check with Rosenstein. So Rosenstein wouldn't know all the stuff that was going on.
But wouldn't it be his responsibility to do that as the person that Mueller effectively reports? So it's not like Mueller is just over there on his own, just doing his own thing.
Yeah, so no, Rosenstein, it is. It's very much that way. It's very much that way.
So what was Rosenstein's role? If he could appoint him,
I'll answer it. His role was to appoint him. His role was to, if Mueller had a problem or wanted to expand, he had to get a sign off on Rosenstein, and then if he needed something from Rosenstein or from DOJ, he would go to Rosenstein and ask for it. For example, more personnel. He went to Rosenstein and asked for more investigators. Rosenstein granted that for him.
If those are investigators, those are FBI investigators, correct?
Well, it's a combination of FBI, DOJ.
So those are DOJ and FBI investigators. So I'm just confused on if Mueller, let's say Mueller, as the name implies, is that independent. He's independent counsel. He's over here doing his own
thing. He's a special counsel, but go ahead.
Oh, special counsel. Would the DOJ investigators, the FBI investigators, if they came across something during the course of their investigation that said something ain't right, this Mueller investigation is fraudulent or whatever, or there's stuff that's not being prioritized, it should be prioritized. Say something that goes against the idea that Trump did anything wrong. Would they have a responsibility to go to Ray and Rosenstein and tell them?
If they wanted, yeah, if they thought there was something wrong, they could report it up the food chain. But you got to remember who the people were that he was appointing. Weissman.
Andrew Weissman, yeah.
Weissman, who was a bad guy in the Enron case. You have Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, who hated Donald Trump. We know that from their text messages. But Mueller wouldn't do anything about that. The guy who did something about that was Rosenstein. Rosenstein got him fired.
Right. So that's two people. How many investigators did he have?
I think it was Mueller, 12 right? or 14.
So then at least 10 other people on top of the people they deal with.
Well, at least 9 other people, if you take Weissman, Page, and Strzok. But I'm not sure what your point is here. I mean, for example, one of the people was the Clinton Foundation attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I would think that she wouldn't be that neutral.
And I could see that. But my point is, there might be some people with their own personal interest in seeing a certain outcome, one way or the other.
Right.
But the nexus of people that are connected to this would have to include people within the Donald Trump administration.
No. Yes. Why? No. You don't understand the way special counsel work. The special counsel is completely independent. They're set aside, and nobody is messing with them. The people that work for the special counsel talk to the special counsel. Special counsel, if he's going to vary from what his original charge was, he has to get a sign-off from Rosenstein. If he wants more than what he asked for, he has to get a sign-off from Rosenstein. Rosenstein gave him every single thing he asked for. That is the only involvement that the Mueller team had with Trump appointees.
And somebody like Rosenstein wouldn't have known the principal conclusions of what the Mueller report came up with until probably a few weeks before it came out to the public, because Rosenstein right. and Attorney General Barr were working on it with Mueller.
Right, so, I could see that him not knowing every detail. I guess my point is, under normal circumstances, when you talk about somebody that, at least in Rosenstein's position, that took the responsibility of appointing that special counsel, I would imagine he would have a vested interest in making sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Because he took, it initially, when he appointed that special counsel, he took a lot of heat, especially considering that Sessions had already recused himself. So in my mind, unless he was incompetent or complicit, he would have to know, or at least make it his business to know, if the investigation was going correctly. And on top of that, Ray, the FBI director, since his people were involved in the investigation as well, and he's getting grilled by Congress and, of course, having meetings with the president, he would also want to know, are my investigators being treated properly? Are they doing what they're supposed to do? Is any of this going to come back on?
Again, Jason, I think you're a little confused between a special counsel, independent counsel. The whole concept of them being special and or independent is nobody screws with them. If Rosenstein would have been there on a daily basis checking on them, they would have considered that interference and they would have yelled interference. So the concept is you hire an adult, a former FBI director, a former U.S. attorney to go do the job, and you expect them to go do the job. And right. if they need something, you go back to Rosenstein. Otherwise, then you're going to be tampering with stuff. And Rosenstein wanted to avoid that completely. Here's something else to add to. The reason Rosenstein was appointed is because Jeff Sessions, who should have been having oversight over the special counsel, didn't because he had to recuse himself. As soon as Whitaker and Barr were appointed, they did not have to recuse themselves. They could have gone in and taken over the oversight, but Barr specifically said, I'm not going to take over the oversight, but I could if I wanted to. I'm going to let Rosenstein do it, but I'm going to be involved in the Mueller investigation.
So let me ask you a simple question.
Sure.
Be quick. So if it comes back that the Pfizer warrant was fraudulently obtained, and Rosenstein and it was some other guy when the administration first started, I can't remember his name, some type of temporary AG or somebody interim before Rosenstein got appointed. If those two people extended this fraudulent Pfizer warrant and investigation in general, and then Mueller and the, you know, Strzok page, that whole network of people that supposedly are working against Trump, they did this investigation and it came out that they did something they weren't supposed to do according to an IG report or whatever. Would that reflect fully on Rosenstein?
There's a yes and a no to that. The yes is the last FISA application Rosenstein signed off of. Under testimony, he said he did not read the application, that he got an oral briefing on it. We do not know who gave him the oral briefing. And the question would be to me, was it Andrew McCabe?
But the question then becomes, would you expect him to read something that he continued?
I think that he screwed up by not reading it. The question is, does the person say, I'm just going to brief you on this?
True. I think it matters who briefs him, but I also think if you're the assistant attorney general for the whole country, or deputy attorney general for the whole country, or the attorney general, the higher you go up, the more accountable you have to be. And you can't just say, well, I didn't read. And that's just...
What he said is that I was worried. The question is, did somebody walk in and say, So I can spare you the time of reading these 85 pages. Let me brief you on this. And because he didn't necessarily suspect the person to be a black hat, he just thinks that this is kind of the process that's going on. And when you read that particular application, it doesn't really clearly say, it says that they are looking at for bad players within candidate one's operation that are still active in the field. I think what it's going to get down to is I think the FISA application was completely falsified, and that's what it's going to get down to is that.
And if it comes back true that is what happened, I think some people will go before Congress and be made to say they ain't
going before Congress. They're going to be going before a grand jury and then a U.S. attorney.
I highly suspect that unfortunately, regardless of what side you fall on, I don't see anybody being really held accountable for this. If in fact that's true, I just don't. And that's the pessimist in me, just because.
I tell you something, Jason. If nobody is held accountable, it's going to be a sad day in America.
And I say there's been many a sad day like that, because I think the people that may, quote-unquote, be held accountable are the people that did make all of the decisions. They'll be the people that are the underlings or the people that...
The problem is that isn't going to be the way it's going to work. I mean, Barr's already said the interesting thing is that this was being personally handled by the people at the highest echelons. The highest echelons.
Right. All the more reason for me to say I do not think they will ever be held accountable. At least
as I always say on the show, we'll find out in the fullness of time. The guy who I think will definitely go down is Andrew McCabe. I think the person that will probably turn state's evidence is Lisa Page. I think Peter Strzok will go down. This is the former deputy to the attorney general, assistant deputy to the attorney general against counterintelligence. That's a big job. That's a big player. Jason, I got to go, buddy. Newstar 93.1, YouTube. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we got a lot to tear through here because you definitely are going to want to hear some of the Graham and Collins and particularly the Meadows stuff. So let's continue on with Nunes and talking about Mueller. And will he actually testify? And when did he know about some interesting information here?
Do you believe Robert Mueller has something to answer for when it comes to when did he know that there was no collusion? A, B, if you have time for old tax returns, loan applications and taxi medallions and morning raids with guns drawn at 4 a.m. with unarmed people and 30 people doing it, and he didn't get to the dossier? The New York Times
knew,
is suggesting
he knew the
Russian
day he walked in the door. Yeah. He knew the day he walked in the door that there was no evidence of collusion. But the Mueller dossier, as we've talked about in the last few weeks here, if people actually read it closely, they're going to find this is an absolute joke. He made up most of the information in his report based off of news stories. So you had circular reporting where you would have leaks from the Clinton campaign, leaks from FBI, runs in a news story. And lo and behold, after $40 million, what do we have? We have those news stories regurgitated to the American public.
Your five buckets are revealed what will the average American think?
Well, I think they will say that someone needs to be held accountable for their actions. And no, no American would want to be treated the way that many Americans were treated in this country, especially the President of the United States.
So he, I'm telling you, I don't think Mueller's going to testify because they're going to question him on so many things, particularly when you're citing news articles as sources. And I'm thinking Mueller was just delay, get the Democrat Congress elected, and then finish it up, and then throw the flounders out there. And it's all been a part. I think he will. If he does testify, I don't think it'll be very good on him. Let's go to the phones and go to. Now, let me do this. Let me go to a break, come back, do Papa B, because we got a lot more stuff I have to set up here. Papa B, hang on. Going into a quick break. Be right back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The National Weather Service confirming a tornado tore through Missouri's capital last night. Emergency workers reporting about 24 injuries. Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams.
We are still navigating streets. We're closing some streets that weren't originally closed. We're opening some streets because the Public Works is able to go in and move some of that debris.
Storms elsewhere in the state blamed for at least 3 deaths. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questioning whether President Trump is mentally fit for office.
Again, I pray for the President of the United States.
Pelosi suggesting the President could use an intervention after he abruptly walked out of a meeting.
The President says he did not throw a temper tantrum, as Speaker Pelosi claims. He tweeted last night, "This is not true. I was purposely very polite and calm."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Pelosi, before the meeting, accused the President of engaging in a cover-up. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only do we have a May heat wave, it looks like we'll be rewriting the record book over the next several days with a potential for tying and breaking several records through Monday. For today, sunny and hot, high temperatures somewhere in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, warm, dry, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, high temperature around 96 or 97. We'll probably have a record high in the upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, you know, 99 to 100, somewhere in there. We've never been to 100, so it would be the all-time record high in May for Montgomery. No rain in the forecast until perhaps somewhere in the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, yeah. 272-9228. That's where we are. Yeah, we got some more cuts. We're going to get into some details here. Mark Meadows in particular says something that I go, ooh, yeah. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you on this Memorial Day weekend Thursday?
I'm ready for the weekend. I'll tell you, I've been working hard. I'm ready to hang up my spurs for a while.
Well, they've got the Fresh Market's got the ribs, $14.99 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So you need to put that on your calendar.
That is a good idea, Dan. you know, there's a couple of things about this Mueller thing. That Nunes is right, and he is, that Mueller didn't know or already knew when he walked in the door that there was nothing to the collusion story. And the rest of the team knew it as well. Then why did it keep on going on? Well, the only reason, as far as I can tell, is they were trying to goad Trump into committing an act of obstruction of some kind.
That, a lot of people think that.
What else could it have been? I mean, you know, they were trying to, you know, get him to do something so they could hang their hat on that.
Well, there are a couple of facets to this. Number one is to see if the Democrats took over Congress. Because if you look at it,
yeah,
everything was kind of done right before that happened. And
yeah,
and they kept extending it and extending it and extending it. That's when Michael Cohen came up and Paul Manafort and Gates. Nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nothing to do with collusion. It was all sidebar stuff.
And that's not acting politically, of course. that had nothing to do with our domestic politics, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think the guy whose reputation is really going to be sullied with this is going to be Robert Mueller.
I think so, too. And not only that, but this withholding of exculpatory evidence. Now, Mueller has been guilty of it in the past, as has Weinstein and a bunch of other folks. When you're, you know, in a court case, as far as I know, there's a thing called discovery where the opposition then can, you know, get whatever the prosecution has. The defense can get whatever the prosecution has, and the defense has to turn it over to them. They can't withhold. And in this case, Mueller and the whole team withheld exculpatory evidence on Trump and many of the people that got wound up getting caught up in the net there from the court.
Well, let me correct you on one thing. I'm not an attorney, but I play one on radio. You only have to turn that over if you have been charged. And so what they would say is nobody was charged. And so what the IG is going to say, and I think the IG is going to look at Mueller and what he did. it may not be in round one, but I think it's going to be there, is that why did you, when you were looking for collusion, why didn't you look at the FISA warrant? And he's going to say, well, I wasn't charged to do that. Well, but everything began from that, and I think that's where I think it's going to be the fruit of the poisonous tree. I think Paul Manafort was wiretapped intentionally early, and that's where a lot of this stuff came from. I think that Papadopoulos, I think Carter Page, I think Michael Flynn, and you had two of those people, if not three of the people charged, happened because of a FISA warrant.
Okay. But now, as I understand it,
yes,
in a FISA court situation, you have to, once you find out exculpatory information, you have to immediately submit it to the court.
Exactly.
It's not something that you can withhold.
Right.
And they didn't do that.
Well,
right?
We don't know. We don't know when Comey, for example, found out about the wiretaps and some other things. We don't know when. I think his argument would be as well, I signed off on number one, I didn't know about number one, and then somebody else signed off on number two, and so I was relieved of any responsibility at that time. But then you'd have to ask Loretta Lynch, when did she know? Yates, when did she know? And then Rosenstein, when did he know?
Okay. Well, shouldn't the courts take care of this? Shouldn't the FISA court take care of this?
That's a great question, and I have asked that question. Here's what I was told by my inner ear friends, is that the FISA court does not have the ability to go in and investigate this. They have the ability to bring them before the FISA court and say, tell me what you did with this. And if you think they're lying, or they do lie, or they give you an answer that's not the right answer, then they can go throw them in the pokey right then and there. But
really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. If you go in and a judge calls you before because you represented something to that judge, and it turns out that you knew, but see, this is what the IG is going to be doing. This is what the IG is doing. He's investigating the whole thing of the FISA warrant. I think he's going to take that to the FISA judge and say, judge, here. And they're going to get hit for falsifying the FISA warrant. I think the FISA judge could basically throw him in the pokey right then and there for doing that, because that, this was exactly the words I was told. That is the contempt of court. You just contempted what the document was, and you misrepresented it, and that judge can take immediate action against you for that. That is one thing you do not do to a judge.
Yeah. Well, I think the whole practice of withholding exculpatory information has just got to stop. Somebody's got to put an end to it, because
it's not kosher, is it?
That's not freedom. That's not a country of freedom and liberty right there.
Bingo.
And wouldn't that be the Fourth Amendment issue right there?
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. If you are not going by the rules of the game, particularly in the judicial system has quite a lot of consequences for not doing that. And I can tell you right now, attorneys are shaking their head with that one. Or they're not. They're going, yep, that's right.
Well, okay. Maybe we're over the target on that one then. I hope
so. Well, you're going to hear something Meadows is going to say in just a little bit, because we're going to have to get to it because we're running out of time. I think this thing is sooner rather than later.
What time are you going to be down there at Sweet Creek, Dan?
I'm not sure what time I'm going to be there tomorrow. It kind of depends on what workout schedule and things are. Now, Fresh Market, I will probably be at Fresh Market around 12:30.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope to see you this weekend.
I hope to see you. You got my number, right?
Yes, I do.
You always text me, my friend.
I know it.
There you go, buddy. You can text
me. One of the few and proud.
There
all
you
right,
go.
Dan. Well, God bless y'all. Y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend if I don't talk to you tomorrow, okay?
You got it, buddy. News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me see clips here. Let's do this. Let's go to let's go ahead and do the Meadows thing. Meadows and Sarah Carter. This was Meadows with Sean Hannity last night talking about the Dems' own attack.
Congressman, between your comments that you made about what is coming and Jim's comments about the state of
what is
raging
coming.
Democratic colleagues of yours, it's interesting. How do you think it plays out?
Well, I think Jim's exactly right. What they do by the Democrats on Capitol Hill is they've actually got this deal where they'll break one bit of news, go after the president in a different committee. I tell you, there's not a single committee that you can be in that is serious about legislative work. They're serious about going after this president, and it doesn't matter what the facts are. I went by a couple of them earlier today, and all they wanted to do is talk about the president obstructing. I can tell you, I spoke to the president. He's willing to do a transportation deal. He's willing to lower prescription drug prices. And yet we have the Democrats that are only serious about one thing, coordinating an attack on this president.
And what he's talking about is that they have this memo going around saying, okay, Intel Committee, you do this. Judicial Committee, you do this. This is what we're doing. And then they kind of coordinated and built it off of each other. So now Meadows is going to be asked about the documents here. Let's listen out.
Congressman, this would now, FBI investigation, House Intel Committee investigation, bipartisan Senate Committee investigation, the Mueller report, this would now be number 5. And by the way, as all these closed-door transcripts come out, really big kudos to you and Jim Jordan. You guys asked all the right questions, and you were tough as nails behind the scenes. The only thing I resent is you did not give me this information. And I've known you, and I'm friends with you.
Well, you know, you got to get to the right the time to release some of this stuff. But I for us, it's about a search for the truth, Sean. And I can tell you, there's information coming that will curl your hair. I can tell you that the reason why it's so visceral, the response from the Democrats is so visceral right now, is because they know, they've seen documents. Adam Schiff has seen documents that he knows will actually put the finger pointing back at him and his Democrat colleagues, not the President of the United States. The Democrats coordinated with just about everybody but one critical group, the American people. They forgot the American people who actually went and voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, so the documents would curl hair that Schiff has seen them, and then point fingers at him. Now, Sarah Carter is going to weigh in here.
We talk, Sarah, about 5 buckets. Mm-hmm. You now see that we are at the precipice. We expect within a week or so that we are going to have the first 1 of 5 buckets, that being, of course, transcripts at least, if not a tape, exculpatory evidence, and all the warnings right in front of them about the dirty dossier, and they used it anyway.
That's right. So once they release that information, which is so vitally important, the American people will understand what was going on here. Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, apparently both of them told Stefan Halper, who was spying on them for the FBI, that they were in no way, Sean, involved with the Russians, and they had no idea what Stefan Halper was trying to tell them about. So once that information comes out, once we get the Gang of Eight binder, once the full FISA disclosures are out there, it'll start put the pieces together for the American people. And most importantly, I think what Devin Nunes did today in his letter to the president is going to reveal extraordinary information. I know I spoke tonight to several sources in the U.S. intelligence community that said there would be no way that British MI6, senior executives, the directors of those agencies would know about this dossier and then not share that information with John Brennan. So there's going to be a lot more information coming out about what did Brennan know, what did Comey know, what did Clapper know, and how did foreign intelligence play a role in what happened with our U.S. FBI probe into the Trump campaign.
Okay, that's pretty big there. Has a lot of stuff inside. And what she's doing is she has been told things, says Nunes. I think Nunes has been one of the people. And so she hasn't seen the documents. Nunes has, Trey Gowdy has, Ratcliffe has. We know from that Schiff has. And they know what's in there. So when this thing's about to get released, it is going to be explosive. Okay, now Meadows is going to be talking about spying, and then we're going to be talking about the timeline, and then Sarah Carter's going to add a little bit in there.
Carson, I got to go back to this. You said the information will curl your hair. I have pretty straight hair. Why does my hair become curly?
Well, I think what happens is every time, and Sarah was just talking about what may be coming in some of this, but, you know, when we talk about spying on a Trump associate, what I'm talking about is spying in the sense that the American people believe what spying is. That means secretly recording, taking down notes, making sure that they do covert operations, and yet...
Did Jim Comey spy?
Well, you know, he was aware of it. He was aware of improper things that were being done, certainly.
All right. And how soon can we expect? Last question, exit question, both. Sarah, we'll start with you.
Listen.
I think within weeks we're going to get information. And then as it comes on, it'll be an avalanche of information for the American people. And I think they'll be very disturbed at what they learn.
Mark?
Hey, we're talking about days, not weeks. So very soon.
Days, not weeks. And that was Mark Meadows, and that was said with a lot of certainty.
Days, not weeks. Well, that's good news.
And here's the question, is that if it were today or tomorrow, then it gets blotted by the Memorial Day time. That's normally when you want to bury a story. They also are on spring break. They're on break here for Memorial Day, and that starts tomorrow. So I think doing it where they're not here would be the time to do it. That'd be next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Yeah.
The euphoria of Memorial Day weekend. And I can tell just from, and I said this a week ago, from the level of the chatter, I feel this is really, really close. It'd be interesting if people kind of go quiet this weekend or if it stays out there like it has been. Dan Moore Show will be back. Final segment right after this.
Dreaming my heart was gone. Heading for a showdown. Bad dream of what's your name?
The Dan Moore Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Doug did. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. I'll be quick. I had the perfect setup. I told Joey that my phone dropped the call, but I looked to the left of my haul truck, and the guy that signs my check was blowing the horn. But anyway, I wanted to follow behind Papa B. Papa B asked you if you thought there was any uniqueness about the four-hour meeting behind closed doors 2 days before Rod appointed Mueller. And so I started digging into that and found a guy named Dr. Dave Jander that's worked in the Beltway area all of his life. And he's got a theory based on his chatter that he gets. And so that's a lot of time with Trump, 4 hours, one-on-one. Dr. Dave Jander's dad used to do buildings with Donald Trump. Anyway, he thinks it goes kind of like this. He hands him a stick, and he says, this is some of your past. What you do with your copy, I don't care. Let me tell you how you can determine what I do with mine. Take your time when Rod appoints you. Surround yourself when you appoint the council with some of the key players that were the masterminds of this Russian collusion hoax, and we know that's what it is. Take your time. I'll tell you when to wind it down. I'll tell you when to start your report, and I'll tell you when to release it. If you do that, now you know what I'm going to do with my stick. Turn the lights down, watch the rats come out. Bait them. Don't worry about me. I know when to set the trap. I think that this Dr. Dave Jander might be right, Dan. Is that possible?
I think it was. Anything is possible, but Ogden's razor is that the simplest answer is normally the right answer. I think we don't need to make this any more complicated or conspiracy than what it really is.
I'm repeating what that guy said. He likes to add his drama because he's trying to sell his YouTube page. But I mean, we all know that Mueller had a long past, and you know, if they've got a long past and they don't have the good intentions in mind, that Donald may have had some leverage on him. I do not know. I just think that they're not going to do anything criminally to Mueller, and I think that might play out, that Dr. Dave Jander might have been half right. I just am proud, and I know I'm about to learn the last segment. I'm just proud that Trump has only one agenda, and that's to make America great again, but to also make it a country that we're proud of. And I don't know if we'll ever be proud of what goes on in the Beltway, but I'm proud of what's going on in the White House.
Yeah, I don't. The only thing I see on Mueller is I think Mueller could be embarrassed by his what he did, and he could be questioned, and so his reputation may have a little bit of a problem there.
I think so, but I think he'll have his freedom. Are you going to do a special Memorial Day tomorrow?
I am.
Okay, all right. I'll call in. I've got someone that I finally think I could maybe talk about.
Great.
This needs to be memorialized.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right, Dan. Thank you for your show.
Thank you. Folks, you got those videos we've been talking about. Maybe you got sporting events. Maybe you have recitals. Maybe you have pageants. Don't just think of them as when they're little kids. Think of them all during their lives in the videos you have and how you really want to keep them. Here's one reason to do it that somebody mentioned to me yesterday. When that son or daughter get married, you're going to want to play that videotape at their after rehearsal party to show them being at the little kids' play or the little funny thing that they did. Take that to Dan Black. Get it on digital. Preserve it today so you're going to have it for that special day in the future. You go, I am so glad that I got it converted, because I remember that one little thing that little Johnny or little Debbie did in... That is going to be so cute at the after rehearsal party to play that for everybody or to put it up on YouTube and honor their marriage. Dan Black Studios, I'm telling you, make it last forever by calling Dan Black. 334-440-7818. 334-440-7818. Dan Black, my good friend. Dan Black Studios on Monticello Drive. Joey, let's wrap it up here with Collins talking about the Democrat agenda.
There's not a single committee that you can be in that is serious about legislative work. They're serious about going after this president, and it doesn't matter what the facts are. I spoke to the president. He's willing to do a transportation deal. He's willing to lower prescription drug prices, and yet we have the Democrats that are only serious about one thing, coordinating an attack on this president.
Republicans slamming Democrats for putting aside legislative work in favor of nonstop political attacks against President Trump. And joining us now is Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. We saw a lot of you to start off the week, and of course it was at that hearing where Don McGahn did not show. You're the ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee. You spoke after Jerry Nadler, and we remember your opening remarks. The theater is open. What was your message in that room?
It's what it has been, unfortunately, for the first 5 months. The Democrats do not have the American people in their agenda. They ran on the American people agenda, but when they got up here, all they wanted to become was political hacks attacking the president. And we've seen that consistently. They're rehashing now the Mueller report. They didn't get what they wanted. Now they're trying to find new ways to keep that in the attention. They believe that this is their job. What's really interesting here, instead of their committees coordinating to put legislation on the floor, their committee chairman actually commit together to see how the investigations, who's going to take what part of the investigations. They're more concerned about coordinating their investigations than they are American legislation for the American people.
So let me fit one more Collins cut in here, and he's going to be talking about getting the financial records of Donald Trump.
We know that the subpoena fight continues for the president's financial records, and the president in this latest ruling says that they do plan to appeal this in the Second Circuit. So what happens here? This involves Deutsche Bank, Capital One, and the courts have dealt a blow to President Trump and his family members who are trying to prevent these from being seen. Is it inevitable that these financial records of the president will eventually be turned over?
Well, I think the president team is going to continue to fight that. I think he's properly doing so, and we'll see how those court cases turn out. But this is to tell you something. They're more concerned about attacking the president and his family, getting records on a supposed investigative quest from a legitimate legislative purpose, which is very stretched at best. But to do this, but yet at the same point, they turned down working on infrastructure. They turned down on putting workable prescription drug plans on the floor. They turned down on actually the crisis at the border, instead choosing to make an incentive on a Dreamer bill yesterday that actually gives incentive to cross the border. Why don't we actually work on things that matter for the American people instead of the investigations that have now so consumed them?
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow for the TGIF Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Vidal, the great, he's next. Adios.